When we have guests on the show, we like to play something associated with one of their most well-known things. It's hard to pick for Paul Reiser.
It is.
Because there are a lot of themes he is associated with. Welcome, comedian, actor, writer, producer, director, Paul Reiser, and comedian. Hello, Paul.
Hey, good morning. Nice bouncy theme song. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we like to lead in with a toe tapper.
It was this or Mad About
You. I just woke up and I'm already creeped out just hearing that.
Yeah. Now it says you composed and sang this song. Is that that's true, right?
That's me. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's yeah. Very hard. It's not easy to do.
No.
You're
more than a triple threat in that case.
Yeah, I mean, you're like a quintuple threat.
Yeah,
I like to think of I'm sort of the Mike Trout of that.
Yeah,
Paul Reiser with us. He is on tour right now and coming to a lot of different places where this show is heard, including coming up on the 8th, I believe.
Yeah, this weekend at Tom's River,
Tom's River, New Jersey, which is
South
a great
Orange.
Place. That's the Jay and Linda Drunen Center for the Arts.
Ooh. Exactly. You got that right.
One of my favorite centers of the arts.
Coming to Maine, coming to Michigan a couple times, Pennsylvania, lots of places where this show is heard. But, Paul, we're also heard where you went to college in Binghamton, New York on 99.1 The Whale, and you went to SUNY Binghamton in their music.
I did.
What are
I
people's
did.
Memories of Paul Reiser in college? Are there Paul Reiser got drunk here stories or Paul Reiser
that.
Might have a baby?
Is there a waitress that tells that story?
If there is, I haven't heard it. I would really doubt it. My recollection of Binghamton, New York, for those of you who don't know, Binghamton is like 3 hours west of New York City, and it's in a valley that has, as a result, it has the fewest amount of fewest days of sunlight, only second to, I think, Seattle. It is just, you see this, you get up there in like end of August, and you see the sun for 2 weeks, and it doesn't come back till May. So it's just a lot of gray.
Ooh.
A lot of gray, yeah. But, so my recollection is gray, dark, and a lot. This is in the 70s, and everybody had the same winter jacket.
Yes.
And you go to a beer party, and you go, well, just pick one of those jackets. One of those must be yours.
grab the right size.
Their tourism board should hire you to do their ads.
Oh, yeah, because I really sell it.
Oh,
I really do sell
painted.
It.
Yeah, you could be like Tim Allen for Pure Michigan. You could be Paul Reiser, Pure Binghamton.
Yeah.
Binghamton. Everyone has the same jackets.
Come here for the clouds and the jackets.
And Paul Reiser once slept with a waitress here.
Yeah, if you like gray, this is your town.
Do you have anything named after you there, on the campus?
Not that I'm aware of. I remember once I was on TV, I was aggressively pursued by the president of either president of the school or the fundraising, and they would say, well, you could build, we're building a new student center, and you could name it after your father, who my father had just passed at the time, and you could call, it would be a great honor, and it's only $15 million. I went, I said, that's awfully sweet. I said, Billy Baldwin also went here, and he loved his father. I said, give him a call and see, because there's a couple of the brothers, and they could chip in.
Yeah. They got all that ball.
So I don't know where it ended up.
So now,
I think it was the Your Name Here Student Center. I don't think anybody chipped it.
Oh, man.
It's funny how they find the alumni when they need some money.
Isn't
right?
that amazing?
Yes, they can find you.
I think there's been a few Nobel Peace Prize winners that went to the Billy Baldwin Center for the Arts and Sciences. You could have been that building, Paul.
Yeah, could have been.
So
it's an opportunity missed, no question.
Yeah. Now you were in their music program. Did you have any idea, or was it just the arts in general, or did you?
I had no idea. I went to college with the least amount of focus of anybody who actually went to college for 4 years.
Okay.
I didn't know what I was going to do, but I already played piano. I was a pretty good pianist and classical pianist. And I said, well, they got a program. There was a nice guy professor, so I just took a lot of those courses I actually had enough credits. I'm thinking of this first thing in the morning. I had enough credits somehow that I was able to leave. I could have left in 3 years or 3.5 years, my dad said, no, college is 4 years. I went, yeah, all right. So, I stayed in another 6 months of Gray Binghamton.
He wanted to get that building, Paul.
Yeah.
He wanted to get that building. I didn't see it. Yeah, I didn't understand it at the time, but you're probably right.
You really let him down.
Paul Reiser with us. Go ahead, Paul.
No, but you know what I do remember? I did some silly-ass play. I remember they did Guys and Dolls, and they last minute somebody fell out and they needed somebody. Well, yeah, sure, I could maybe do a line and be funny. I mean, do a line of the show. I didn't mean cocaine. And,
but the times.
I didn't have a lot of lines to say. But I remember that it was like my freshman year, and I remember not that I wanted to be an actor or a thespian or anything, but I just thought, well, this is really fun, this performing and getting laughs thing. And right. I said, where does that happen? And that's when comedy clubs were just started, this early 70s. And I remember my freshman year, I went down to a club no longer there in New York City called Catch a Rising Star.
Yeah,
and I went up on audition night for 5 minutes. It was terrible. But I loved it, and I remember I went back for my sophomore year, and everybody said, well, what'd you do this summer? And I said, with great pride, well, I was a comedian. Like, 5 minutes. But somehow I think I'm going to do this. And that's what's really fun now, getting to go out and tour, is because I had taken a long time off when Mad About You started. I kind of got out away from stand-up. Mm-hmm. But when I got back to doing it, I thought, this is as fun and as challenging as it was when I was 18. And there's not a lot of things you can do in your 60s that feel like 18.
Right.
But stand-up is really, it is just as fun for me, and it's just as mysterious. You know, it's every night is different, and it's great to come back east. I'm excited to be back in Jersey.
Absolutely. Yeah, Paul Reiser with us, of course. PaulReiser.com to get all the dates. You can follow him on various social medias, at Paul Reiser. Paul Reiser Official on Facebook and Instagram, on Twitter, at Paul Reiser. By the way, speaking of Twitter, I really enjoyed an exchange you had with someone named Nene883 yesterday.
I don't know what that is. Did I have an exchange?
She tweeted at you, at Paul Reiser, did you ever do hashtag comic relief? If so, was it in 1987? Yeah. My husband went to that one. It has you listed as one of the performers, but when he looked up who performed, he still doesn't remember you being there. And he wrote you back, I did for sure, maybe two, sounds right. And then she wrote you again and said, I just found the exact one on YouTube. Hey, it was the 80s. Everyone dressed like that. It was you. Paul's response. Go ahead, Paul.
No, go ahead. I was going to, you do it.
He said, I love that despite me confirming I was on it, the show itself listing me and YouTube having actual footage, you questioned it all because your husband couldn't recall.
Yeah, that's what makes a solid relationship. You know, you always trust your partner, right? No matter how dumb they are.
Yeah, but you bothered me. You caught me. It's like, why don't you say, I don't know, say to your husband, why don't you look it up, you lazy. Get up and look it up if you're that curious.
And what time
also,
you live in.
I'm so honored that he had such a fond memory of not ever seeing me.
Everybody else
but him, yeah.
You really blended it.
Paul Reiser with us. Yeah. Paul,
I stood out.
On Stranger Things, but also a bunch of other shows. I just started watching Reboot, really like it. For those who don't know, it's on Hulu, and that's a show where sort of like what you did with Mad About You, except Mad About You, when it came back, was limited engagement, where they're rebooting a show that was a big hit and everybody has to come back together. I love the idea, first of all, and then I love the show.
Yeah, well, it's not. Yeah, what's funny about it is it's not about the show. I mean, the show, the silly sitcom, it's a fictitious show. There's no real show that we created. Now we're bringing them back 20 years later, and so it's not about the sitcom. It's about these actors coming back to make the sitcom, and so it's sort of a behind the scenes, and it really does feel accurate. I mean, it's just all insecurities and the friction that sometimes can be on a set, and writers rolling their eyes at the actors, and the actors, you know, bad-mouthing the writers, and it's just, it's written by, created by Steve Levitan, who created Modern Family, so it has, but it's on Hulu, so it's a lot more risque and language than you can get away with on network. It's really funny, and it's got great cast. It's Johnny Knoxville and Keegan-Michael Key from Key and Peele, and Judy Greer. It's just funny. It's just really funny. Yeah.
It is. Do you think it's more swearing and nudity in that or The Boys on Amazon?
Oh, boy. That show.
Well, The Boys, that's their thing. I think they, when I watched it, I was kind of stunned.
Yeah.
It took me a while to understand. That's what they're going for. They're trying to be as outlandish as possible.
Do you have any scenes coming up with that one superhero that his only superpower is a giant operating penis that he can grab things with? Or is that not
sadly,
in the contract?
I don't think so. Yeah. I didn't watch that episode, but my son, who watches them all, he cautioned me. He said, Dad, you might not want to watch this one.
It's really, boy, is it shocking and something.
Yeah. I said, well, what is it? He said, well, it starts close up on this enormous penis. I said, check, please. Okay. You don't need to tell me anymore, because right, whatever happens next can't be that good.
That's quite an episode.
It's a remarkable power. I mean,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I hope you will say the same thing, but we were talking about how we've all enjoyed Paul Reiser character actors showing up with all of these different roles and so many things that we love. And a lot of really different stuff, like Red Oak, and where you're kind of not quite sleazy, but a little, just all the other stuff. Has that been, I assume, a lot of fun for you too?
Yeah. It's been an interesting couple of years, and Red Oaks was, is on Amazon, and it was a really fun show. And then I got to join Kominsky Method on Netflix with Michael Douglas and Alan Arkin, and it was a very different role. And this little short role on The Boys was wildly different. It's great fun. Great fun to be doing it. But you know what's interesting? Sometimes you get to do something new and exciting, and then sometimes the joke to me is how much things don't change. They're shooting Beverly Hills Cop 4, the fourth one.
Wait, and they thought 3 was so good that they're doing part 4?
I think they thought 3 was not good. They need to cleanse the palate and give you a better one.
All right.
Fair enough.
Okay.
So I don't know that, because I never even saw 3. So it's now, I was all on the set with Eddie Murphy, and it's 40 years. And we were sort of doing this little wink and nod to a scene we did 40 years ago that was an ad lib. And I thought, what in what world would we have ever seen this coming? What was funny is I knew Eddie before we did Beverly Hills Cop. I knew him from the comedy clubs. So it was really fun to get to play with him the first time in 83 or whatever that was. And now looking at us, and he looks pretty much the same, which
pissed me off.
And I'm like, what are you not doing that I'm doing? Like, I can guess. I have a list of the stuff I'm doing.
It
was just crazy that here we are 40, a lifetime later, and we're playing the same role. It's really funny.
That is awesome.
Like you said, would have never believed it.
Going back to your stand-up, is this a new hour? Or are you like a?
That's exactly what I did. It's exactly what I did in college. The same.
No, it's the old one.
It's the 5 minutes from that summer at Catch a Rising Star done 12 times. Yeah.
Okay, Where's the beef, lady?
Orientation. How many of you are in freshman orientation? No.
But here's the thing. I saw Don Rickles in 2000 something before he died, and I heard a lot of World War II jokes. So it's not totally unbelievable to think.
That's so funny. So to answer your question, yes, it's all new stuff. It's all new stuff. That's what, by the way, when I did, like, I came back a few years ago, maybe 8 years ago, but the reason I hadn't come back earlier is I didn't want to just dust off whatever I was doing before, you know. But it also, as you get older and you change and your life's changed, so you know, if I'm talking about my wife and my kids, it's like, well, that didn't exist last time I was going around. But it's so funny about Rickles, because I remember seeing him, and I loved Don, and I knew him, and we went to see him in Vegas, and he was doing a Pearl Harbor joke, and I'm going, you know, it's been 70 years.
But the thing is I didn't care at all.
I would have been delighted to see
his
own.
No, it's still funny, because that's him. Suddenly that's what's funny. It's like, oh, my God, the joke is stupidly funny. And yes, But I remember this was like around, must have been around 2010, and I had not been doing stand-up, and I had not been going out. And I had, kind of by design, was off the radar. I, Mad About You was over. I was staying home. We had a new baby, and I was just loving being home. And I go see Rickles in Vegas, and I go backstage, and he was awfully sweet. I mean, everybody will tell you to a person. I mean, you know, he was Rickles on stage, but right. He was an awfully sweet guy. Right. And he's now 80 at the point, or sorry, late 70s,
yeah.
And he sees me, and he gives me a big hug. He says, "Paul Reiser, I hadn't heard about you. I thought you were dead." And I thought, you know what? I have to get out of the house more. I said, when Rickles is worried about you, maybe
true.
I have to get out of the house and start working again.
Well, Paul great. Is out of the house now. You should see him on tour, including Tom's River, New Jersey, coming up on the 8th. And lots of other tour dates can be found at paulreiser.com. And he's going to be in just about every TV show this year.
Yeah, check whichever streaming service you have. He's on one of them.
Yeah.
And by the way, tell your audience that if they mention that they heard this interview on your show, they get a free cocktail napkin with every beverage that they get at the show.
That's a deal. Amazing.
That's a deal. Paul Reiser, everybody. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
See you, man. He wrote this, the theme to Mad About You.
He did, yeah.
Man, when him and Helen Hunt had marriage problems on that show, it really bummed me out. I took that very, very seriously at whatever age I was. I did not know they have to be together or things are not okay.
Yeah, it's always tough to navigate there, you know.
They were just so good together.
By the way, if every guest came ready to go like him,
yeah,
I would want to have guests on more.
That was great. Yeah, that was great.
He's awesome.
He was great. So that was really cool.